Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Hello, Chris. We've got a great thing to talk about today. As most people who play along at home on a regular basis with Daryl and I and the catch-up would know, we adore our pets and our dogs in particular. And so you've got some great research that's been done around dogs and sort of synchronicity.
It is. Well, it's very interesting research by actually a cell biologist from Cambridge called Rupert Sheldrake, who became famous also partly by studying telepathic phenomena, because he thinks that people's minds and even animals' minds can go beyond our brain. And he did these experiments with dogs because he heard lots of stories that at times owners seemed to, they thought that their dogs somehow knew when they were coming home or when someone else was coming home. And so he thought, well, how could this be? But he'll test it out. So he did this experiment, which you can actually see on a video on his website. And what happened is the experimenter took the owner away for a few hours. So the owner did not know when they'd return. The dog was staying back in a lounge room with the owner's parents, and they had a camera on them saying exactly what time it was. Now, at the exact time that the experimenter said to the owner, okay, we've been away for a few hours, now we're going to go back home, that's when the dog got up and went to the window. And the owner's parents swore that this happened again and again and again, and this was an objective way of testing it out. And Rupert Sheldrake has done that experiment with a number of owners, and as a scientist, he says this happens way more than chance.
Okay.
That is, look, see, I think our dogs are a bit like that. Like they'll go to the door, or they'll go to the window, or they'll get up on the couch, or whatever. It's as if they're about to greet somebody, and there'll be nothing there or nobody there, and then a couple of minutes later or a few whatever, somebody will arrive home. And I just sort of thought it must be their extreme hearing that they can hear a vehicle that far off, or, I mean, I don't know, but maybe it's more than that.
Well, it does make you wonder, and I might mention later on a couple of other experiments he did that show that maybe people's minds are greater than just in your brain. These things are hard to explain a number of ways, but where it ties in with synchronicity is the notion that our minds can be connected with at a distance. And this is a suggestion that even people's minds and their pets potentially are connected at a distance.
Well, look, it would go a long way to explaining why over millennia men and women chose dogs as companion animals. There's some sort of in tune, because let's be honest, why the hell would we have got cats? Because they just don't like anybody. They do their own thing. They walk away from you.
At least they're cuddly.
Carbo's a bit like a cat. He kind of ignores you, doesn't he?
Although the funny part about it is, when he comes upstairs and he's got his spot to sit, he sits on his little mat, every time that when I go to bed, all I have to do is tap him and say, right, mate, we're going. And he could be asleep and he'll get up and he knows that he's got to go downstairs and go outside. And nobody else, he doesn't do it for anyone else.
Well, I was going to say, so if somebody else went, okay, mate, let's go, he just wouldn't even move.
No, but for me, he does it. And the kids see that and go, how do you do that?
But he knows that, and it varies the time.
And I just say, mate, let's go. And he gets
up. I think we do have special connections with our animals. I honestly do believe that. And I think some animals are more intuitive than others.
Yeah, I imagine it's partly the relationship of the owner and the pet, and I imagine some animals are more intuitive, yes.
Yeah, it's...
But if you've got a story for us, you can always give us a call, 52-299-939, if you think that's the case. But there's a lot of stories that back this up.
You hear so many stories that just the relationship between animals and people and the extraordinary things
So
that
interesting
they do.
To hear a scientist backing that up with objective evidence.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
All right, we might take a break and we'll come back. We'll talk more synchronicity shortly with Chris Max. We're talking synchronicity with Chris Mackey, and we were talking about dogs in particular, but there are other examples of this.
There are other examples of telepathy, studied this. And so Rupert Sheldrake, who has a website at sheldrake.org, I think, www at the start. Well, anyway, he also did studies with people guessing who was phoning them. And how he did this is he got four potential callers to ring up someone, and the person had to guess which of the four was ringing them. And again, he objectively showed that this happened better than chance. Again, wow. Suggesting there's some connection in consciousness beyond what you can explain in a usual mechanical kind of way. And the other thing that he did is he helped show that people have some sense of whether a person's looking at them from behind.
Well, I think that is absolutely bang on, because how many times do you sort of think, oh, someone's looking at me, or you turn around,
yeah.
And particularly for people, and
you're
I know
probably
a
not
few,
a good example.
Well, yeah, it doesn't happen that much. Situation where particularly women, you know, if they're walking alone or whatever or
yes.
something, and you just think, you know, your hair on your arms prickles a bit, and you just go, You know, someone's following you without knowing, or you can sense something.
But you can feel it, can't you? A lot of people can feel it.
Sometimes you get that sense. Now, if someone's not looking at us, then we might get it only 50-50 correct. But what he found is that when someone was actually looking at someone's back, they guessed that correctly 60% of the time.
Which is
so it's significantly more than chance.
Yeah, so it's better than chance.
So there's some other kind of way
something
that there's
else
an awareness
is going on.
Over and above what we would directly take in, say, from our eyesight or something.
So we
from
do
that.
Have eyes in the back of our head.
Well,
see,
there you
Mum?
Go. There's evidence for it, Rox.
But
you always
it
thought you did. There's some evidence.
Because you can walk along, and usually, you know, if you're walking along or whatever and you go, I think someone's looking, and you do glance around, you can usually tell because they always look away.
Do you know?
Right. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a very particular incident where this happened, and I wish I hadn't, because it was one of my ex-husbands. But I could tell he was looking. Like, I knew someone was looking at me, and I turned around and went, "Oh!" Anyway.
And I suppose it shows that there are some things.
It wouldn't be easy for you. There are a couple of ex-husbands.
I know.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So there are some things where if we draw on our intuition, there are some things that does have a bit of a backup, that there's something in our intuition where our minds maybe do pick up things more than what you can explain in a mechanical way. So maybe it's another way of looking at being a little bit open to our intuition. It's not
tuning
just
into it,
being
tuning
flaky.
In. Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about. Synchronicity with Chris Mackey. We are out of time. Thank you for coming in again, Chris, and we'll catch you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Rox.